forget the lover's lunch in the calf. It's great grub, great service, and it's walking distance.
And we have Adam.
Sorry I'm late.
Any chance you brought your leading lady?
Fiona probably slept in. We were up late.
Rehearsing?
If that's what the kids are calling it.
Officially, I don't support this diva-like behavior. Unofficially. Up here.
You're right, dude. Fiona's totally into me.
No champagne required. She's drinking again?
She likes champagne and me separately. If you spent time with us, you'd see that.
Well, then let's spend time with you. I'm dragging Eli to the lover's lunch in the calf today. You and Fiona should come with.
Today?
Unless you have other plans.
No, that should be fine.
Great. We'll see you at noon.
Okay.
Someone's giddy.
Just texting Holly J.
About a boy?
He's the sweetest. Aww. Like, amazing.
So when do I get to meet my future son-in-law?
It's Dr. Chris.
My way too old for you cancer doctor?
He's only 25.
That's 8 years older than you are, honey. Nothing is going to happen.
Then why did we go on a date?
When?
Last night. And I think we're going to do it again.
Oh, no, you're not.
Mom, I'm 17. You can't really tell me what to do.
Anya Marie McPherson, we are not finished with this discussion.
Are you going to change your mind? Then we are.
Wow. So are you and Adam a thing?
A thing?
You know, a couple.
I don't know.
But you like him?
I don't know.
Then why are we making out?
I don't know, Holly J. Can we stop with the interrogation?
Okay. I just never seen you with someone like that before.
I feel comfortable around him. Safe. He likes me the way I am.
Those are all really good things. So why throw drinking into the mix?
I tell you, Adam sent me roses. White. My favorite.
Fiona.
Drinking makes me feel good, Holly J. Why would I stop? Hey. Let me get that for you.
Thanks.
So we still on for basketball later?
I was thinking we could do something a little bit more sedentary, like a movie.
Are you afraid to play a girl?
Yeah, something like that. Look, I'll call you later.
So, I heard the Wizard of Oz is playing at the Rep. I bet Sadie loves munchkins.
Better buy her dinner first. You don't want her to feel shortchanged.
Oh, well, at least I'm not a geek.
Good one, Dave.
Yeah, you're definitely not short on material.
My mom is being so unreasonable. Everyone knows the rules for dating is half your age plus 7. So half of 25... Plus 7
is 19 and a half. And you are?
Almost 18. Well, who needs stupid rules when you have a connection like we do?
We have to tell them the truth.
I'm going to.
After you're happily married and have 2 children?
Or 3. I still haven't decided yet.
What if he wants to go to a bar?
I'll get a fake ID.
Or rent a car.
I don't drive.
Or take you to a work event where you bump into one of your parents' friends and they know how old you are.
Do you think you'd get in trouble?
Maybe. The longer you wait to tell him, the harder it's going to be.
We're having lunch at his office. See, sounds like the perfect opportunity to spill the beans.
If he likes me at 20, he'll like me at 17, right?
All the sun for you. All I can bon appetit.
And don't forget to save some room for dessert.
12:10. Guess she's not coming.
Hello.
You made it.
How could I resist spending time with you, Eli and Claire?
You have pretty eyes. Thanks.
The color of that shirt does nothing for them.
Dude, you need to get her out of here. She's wasted.
It's not very nice to whisper, is it?
Mm. Come on, let's go for a walk.
We just got here. Besides Claire and I, we're really hitting it off.
No, I want to be alone with you.
Oh, I'll take a walk.
Yeah. Come on.
We should go shopping. Call me. A walk was a good idea.
Fiona, stop.
I thought you liked me.
You're drunk.
Did Holly J talk to you?
What?
She thinks I drink too much. She doesn't understand me like you do. She doesn't get that drinking makes it easier.
Makes what easier?
Being with you.
You're drinking because of me.
See, you do understand.
No. I don't.
Adam.
When you called earlier, it sounded serious.
It's just this little thing. When I tell you, you'll probably laugh. Are those tickets to a Renaissance fair?
There's one in Ithaca this weekend. I thought you might like to go. It's too soon, isn't it? I'll return them.
No, don't you dare.
There's this amazing bed and breakfast there.
We'd stay overnight?
I'd book two rooms. There's no pressure.
Then I guess I just have to figure out what to tell my mom. because we were supposed to do something together this weekend.
So what did you want to tell me?
Oh, that. It's not important.
Comedy or horror? I can't decide.
Yeah. I don't think I'm going to be able to make it. Something came up.
Oh. Maybe tomorrow?
Yeah, maybe.
So, ready for a big day tonight?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to work out. Me and Sadie, we have nothing in common.
She plays basketball.
And you play basketball.
She likes hip-hop.
You like hip-hop.
And she likes you.
And you like you. A lot.
So what's the problem?
Like, man, she's a giraffe, right? She's a beanpole. A freak of nature.
And you're a jerk.
We're looking for you. We canceled rehearsal.
Sorry about Fiona. Don't be.
Women are trouble.
Even me.
Especially you.
I want that. What you two have.
And get it, you will. But for right now, let's blow this joint.
Did I miss rehearsal? Thought it started at 4.
Can you guys give us a minute?
We'll be out there if you need us.
Claire and I won't be shopping anytime soon.
I don't think we should hang out anymore.
Because of what I said. I was stressed, confused.
Are you drinking because of me?
I can stop. Just Please don't leave.
Give me one good reason.
I'm falling in love with you.
You're what?
I love you, Adam. Thought you felt the same way.
I do.
Walk me home?
I left some files on the counter. Why aren't you at school?
I was just heading back.
Without your uniform? Anya, would you like to tell me where you're going and with whom?
Dr. Chris. We're going to the Renaissance Fair in Ithaca.
Oh, no, you're not.
But Mom...
No buts about it. What kind of guy skips town with a 17-year-old girl?
How old does he think you are? 20.
Oh.
And a half.
Anya! You have to tell him the truth.
Missed you.
So, I was thinking for our first official date, a latte in Paris.
Paris?
Right, too crowded in the spring. What about a macchiato in Rome?
Let me come up with something. It'll be a surprise.
Perfetto. I gotta go. I'll see you after class.
Fiona pulls you in. You want to believe what she says, that she doesn't have a problem.
Had a problem. She was only drinking because she was stressed.
I think Fiona's an alcoholic. And you're enabling her.
No. No, you're wrong.
She needs help. Rehab. Her mom and I are organizing an intervention for tonight, and I think you should be there.
So you're taking her away?
We've tried everything else.
Let's take off.
Where to?
Far away from here.
Okay. Just need to go home first, pack some essentials.
This is
not the right outfit for an adventure.
Okay, whatever. Let's just go.
You still like her? You know there's a lot of advantages to dating a taller girl. She looks older, for starters.
And she can reach things you can't.
Good one, Connor. And taller people tend to be more successful.
Look, knock it off, guys, all right? Can't go out with Sadie. She's freakish.
Dave. I don't think Sadie's height's the problem.
And what is?
Yours.
Look, everyone who sees me with her is gonna think I'm a shrimp.
But you are a shrimp. Yeah, and a shorter girlfriend won't change that.
I mean, we do have a lot in common. I don't know. I don't think she'll forgive me.
Oh, come on. Don't sell yourself short.
Right on time. And you're a light packer. Pam, what are you doing here? Did I do something wrong?
I haven't been completely honest with you. I'm a little younger than I said I was.
19?
Close.
18.
Almost.
You're 17. Oh, my God. Pam, I had no idea. I was going away with you.
Come on, Anya, it's time to go home.
Pam, it was nice seeing you. And Anya, I really enjoyed dinner.
Yeah, me too.
It's gonna be okay, honey.
No, it's not. You ruined everything.
Thank you.
back from the bank machine. Y'all packed? Fiona? Are you okay?
I only had a little. Everything's spinning.
Okay, I'll get you some water.
Hi, you've reached Holly J. St. Clair. Please leave a message.
Hey, it's Adam. I want to help.
You're not square to the basket. All right, look, I was a jerk earlier.
You called me a trough.
They're beautiful creatures. They're tall, graceful. They can, you know, reach all the high leaves. Sounded better in my head. Look, I want to make it up to you. About Nacho's little mistakes. All right, I'll make it easy. First one to 10 wins. I win, we go out. You win, sayonara.
Your ball.
Why won't you tell me where we're going?
Because then it wouldn't be a surprise.
Does it involve a plane?
No.
A train?
Fiona.
Well, what if I'm not appropriately attired?
You look perfect. Okay, you can take the blindfold off.
What are they doing here?
Honey, we're worried about your drinking, and we want you to consider some inpatient therapy.
Rehab? Oh, this is so not happening. Get out of my way. Get out of my way.
Sweetie, Adam did a good thing.
Make him leave. I never want to see him again.
Go leave.
We just want to talk to you.
I told you I'm fine.
Thank you for meeting me here. I lied. But we had a connection, and I really don't think my age changes that. You know, Jay-Z is like 12 years older than Beyonce.
Yeah, Beyonce's not 17.
In 2 months, I won't be either.
2 months.
60 days.
Your mom has to be on board.
Well, you did help save her life.
Okay, let's talk in 2 months.
Seriously?
Seriously. But until then, we're just friends.
Yeah. Well, how about a kiss to tide me over? Okay. Well, you better be worth the wait.
Pie? Come on, make it feel better.
Fiona says she never wants to see me again.
She wasn't thinking straight.
She'll change her mind.
Where are you going?
To wallow in self-pity. Hey, I called your house. Your brother said you were here.
How is she?
She's mad. All of us.
Yeah, but mostly me.
Listen, I've been in the doghouse with Miss Coyne before. She'll get over it.
Maybe.
Definitely. When I went to her condo to pack her a bag for rehab, I found this. I think it's a page from her journal. She'd kill me for giving this to you, but after all you've done.
You've just left, and I can't stop thinking about you. Your face, your voice, your touch. How you listen to me the way no one else does. How it's easier to be with you than not. How when we're together, I never want it to end. It'd be easier if I didn't feel this way. Because there are a million reasons why we shouldn't work. But even though I know that, I really, really hope that we will. We'll stop.